Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, man?
Hey, Thad Brown in WRC and Rochester, man. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to ask, you know, you guys are in training camp, which is typically the hardest part of your year. You're also kind of in a position where you're like playing catch up. You know, you didn't have much of an OTA season. You're behind already when it comes to what you normally be doing. And then on top of that, you know, you're doing all the COVID stuff. You know, you got to wash your hands 6 feet apart. The whole thing just kind of feels kind of heavy. Is it hard to keep things light in the locker room? Like, what's the mood in there right now with all this going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's like everything is all set, basically meaning that the locker room is just our lockers. We go in there to change, to shower, and we're back out, like outside in the tents where everything is blocked off, where we're 6 feet apart. And it's just a calm setting. Like guys are just taking it one day at a time.
Is it loose still, or are you guys, yeah, you know, do you feel all the weight of all this different stuff going on, or is it just like another day with the guys in the locker room?
Well, honestly, man, it's just another day. You know, we are pros for a reason, and we learn along this journey just how to adapt. And this is just a sudden change for us, which is, you know, interception or a fumble, and we pick up a fumble, and it's just a sudden change. So guys are taking it very, very, very serious, and are taking it, you know, just one day at a time. And guys are looking at it with a good light, and we're getting through it day by day. And this is day three for us, the vets here, and it's been going well.
All right, cool. Thanks, Deion.
Oh, you're welcome.
How's it going, Deion? It's Marcel, ESPN, man. Good to see you.
Yep, what's up, Sal?
Two-part question. First of all, we hear and we saw you at the offensive practice in Florida.
Yeah.
We heard about the defensive practice in Virginia. Did the O-line get together at all this offseason and try to do anything as far as, you know, practicing, working out together, et cetera?
So, in a way, yes, because our offseason, like, program, it was very, very competitive, where us as the offensive line actually won the offseason. So I know Spain got the individual Iron Bills champion. Me and myself, I won a lifter of the year for the offense. And we just took it upon ourselves that we're going to do it from a distance. And we text, we call, we FaceTime, we Zoomed all of the time, keeping each other on that point. But as far as meeting up and going over plays, no. Just because we are, a step ahead, because we have the same pieces here. And sadly, John just got hurt, but the pieces are pretty much still in place.
Well, and brings me to the second part. It seems like your first 3 years, not it seems like, first 3 years, you're having to get used to either a new league or new teammates, new position. What has it been like these first 2 days, knowing that it's, with the exception of John, who just got hurt, it's the same four guys next to you as it was all of last season?
Well, I would say going into it that is the biggest relief of it. Just because we know what to expect. We are a step ahead in the playbook. We are a step ahead in getting that bondage feel, where we don't have to rush around and try to play catch up of trying to get to know exactly the person who is next to one another. And I think that that's where we're kind of in the plus, because OTAs, like, you do a lot of team bonding things. And because this is pretty much the same team, we are just a little bit in the plus for that, you know, area.
All right, man. I appreciate you. Like I said, good to see you, man.
Yep. Thanks, so.
Hey, Deion, Sal Capaccio, WGR. Good to see you, buddy.
What's up, Sal? How you doing?
Good, good. Hope you're doing well. Quick two-part question. You referred to you talked about John. Can you just kind of talk a little bit about his loss, both on the field and off the field, what he means to you as a person and player? But also, I'd like to know, there are some new guys, and, you know, you never know. You could bring another guy in. Can you kind of take us through the process of what the onboarding is for you as far as an offensive lineman, how you help them get ready, understand the system? You know, take us a little bit into the meeting rooms or the techs about how you kind of, you know, some of these guys have been in other systems, just what that's like, you know, trying to get them up to speed.
Yeah, so let's start and with John. Like, it's extremely sad that John got hurt working out. But as we all know, that is a part of football. You know, things happen off of the field and things happen on. John was a true piece to our line, but I think that the GM and coach at McDermott did a great job last year creating depth. And because John, like, got hurt, it's not like a ultimate panic, you know, like, and we care, we love him. John is going to come back stronger and better than ever, but it's time to push forward. But as far as new guys coming in inside that locker room, it's inside the offensive room, it's more so like you have to learn how to kind of drop everything that you had and just try to pick it up and in a way try to make things as relatable as possible to, like, to your old scheme. Like, okay, if this was a run right in my old scheme, this is similar to that in this scheme, and then match it and then drop it and then move on. And that just comes with just repetition over and over and over and over. And I could say for most, it could be hard, but in this system with the guys here, we do a good job of helping one another with communication, which it should be no hiccup for anybody coming in.
All right, thanks. You look like you just got a good workout in, by the way.
Yeah, thank you, brother. I did.
Hey, Deion, John Scott. Good to see you, man.
What up, John?
I was curious, you've been doing this a few years now, but how do your expectations for this season for the team compare to those you've had for this team your previous years?
Well, expectations are always high because I hold myself to a high standard, and I definitely hold my teammates to a high standard. And I think that now, even last year, like, we have all of the right pieces. We just have to shuffle them and move them around the right way so we could win week after week after week, just one game, one day at a time.
And there's so much talk about you guys as divisional favorites and things like that. Do you get a sense, just being around the guys for a few days, that there's a different vibe with this team than you felt in the past?
Yeah. I mean, so we have a swagger about us, but we still have that underdog mentality. We honestly don't care about any of that hype. And we know what we have to do day in and day out. And honestly, we all know that this will be our hardest year yet because there's a giant target on us. And it is and what it is. We let the outside noise chirp, 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 and we just keep our heads down here. We just keep it pushing.
Well, thanks, man. Good to see you.
Yeah, for sure, John.
Hey, Deion, Matt Fairburn. How's it going?
What's up, Matt?
Curious. I know you've only been together a few days here, but obviously you mentioned texting with some of the new guys and the O-linemen over the offseason. What have your impressions been of the new guys that you guys have added? You got a rookie there, Trey Adams, Darrell Williams, Evan May. What have your impressions been of those guys?
Well, they are very eager and curious to come in and just learn. They are obviously very excited for the opportunity, and they're honestly very humble about it. And they understand that that there's a lot of good guys and good players in the room. So they know that they have to come with it and come with everything if they want to play. And I think that that's a good tool to have, because as long as they just keep chopping away and chopping away and chopping away, they're going to be all right. But overall, like, I think that they're all smart guys, great kids, and ready to come in and learn. And it's been showing here on the on our second day of practice, but third day reported that they're ready. They're asking a bunch of questions. They're big eyes, just looking at everything, watching at, like everybody's like movements, just learning from all of the guys. And they're just kind of like little magnets. They're like at, like they're just sticking to us, and they're just learning.
Thanks, Dion.
Yeah, you're welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.